More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Thursday, July 21st edition of the program. Joe Biden, President of the United States, has COVID. He's doing fine. He's going to be fine. Of course, we wish him a speedy recovery. The libs, however, are in a panic. They're talking about, will this mean that we need to bring back mask mandates? Is Biden going to be okay? Got four shots. All those mitigation measures, still got COVID. Almost like it doesn't matter. Everyone's going to get COVID, and we might as well just live our lives. We will discuss that. Plus, the CEO of Starbucks says they're shutting down stores because of all the crime, because politicians, Democrats, don't think the law should be enforced because they decided that law enforcement is evil and racist and bad, so they're allowing crime to happen. We will talk about all of this coming up here in just a second. But have you ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you didn't have the time to do it on your own? I felt exactly that way until I met my friends at Dunn for Your Real Estate, because you don't want to make rookie mistakes, right? This is a big investment. First time I ever bought a house was through Dunn for Your Real Estate. I'd never been a real estate investor before, and I wanted to do everything in my power to be as smart about it as I could. So far, I've had tremendous success. I've bought multiple houses with Dunn for Your Real Estate, different cities across America. They know what they're doing. They can help you build wealth for the long term here. Slow and stable and smart. Dunn for Your Real Estate. That's what you got to do. They have a system that works, and you'll learn so much, and it's just really worth your time and can help you a lot in retirement. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how their system works. Talk to them today. Doneforyoubuck.com. One more time, that website is doneforyoubuck.com. Biden's got COVID. This is interesting because you will recall that it wasn't that long ago that Biden was promising everybody, you get the shot, you're not going to get COVID.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
You're not going to get it. And that was just for the first round of shots, I think, right? That was a year ago. Now Biden's on shot. He's already gotten four. He would be on shot five. Five shots. How's that working? I mean, he's had four, but he would be at five. Guess what? Still got COVID. Now he's going to be fine. It's Omicron. Omicron is the variant that's out there right now. And maybe it's a sub-variant of Omicron, whatever, but he's going to be all right. But there was a press conference today, and the libs were freaking out. They're like, was Biden in contact with a photographer? Was he wearing his N95? You know, all this stuff. Guys, it's all going to be all right. Trump had it, and Trump had it when it was a much worse virus, and Trump wasn't vaccinated, and Trump was fine in 2 days. Remember that? Oh, my gosh. What's going to... And they were all, oh, it's Trump's fault. He got the COVID because he's a bad person. This is what they were saying. Meanwhile, when Biden gets it, after all of the... Remember, think about all the times that Joe Biden was walking around outside the White House on camera with a big black mask on like a moron. He gets COVID anyway. What was the point? All of those times that you could at least say for the last 6 months that Biden was traipsing around with his mask on outside because he takes the virus seriously, did nothing. Did nothing. He got COVID. And by the way, he was in contact with a lot of people without his mask on while he had COVID. So what was all the other masking up about? Think this through yourself and you realize how stupid it all is. Oh, if only he had taken the virus more seriously. If only he had masked up a little harder. Mask up harder. People are completely out of their minds. But sure enough, this is where we are. They are still crazy on this point. And the fact that Joe Biden has COVID, if anything, is actually just exacerbating their anxiety. It's not like they go, oh, wow, maybe we should just calm down and be a little more like normal about everything. Oh, no, 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 no. That's not the way that they're going to respond to this. It's, oh, my gosh, our dear leader has COVID. It's going to be fine, folks. We wish him well. But it just goes to show you the way forward is to ignore all these mask mandates, these crazy pronouncements, all the stuff they're talking about. Oh, we need more rounds of these shots, all this stuff. Here is Rand Paul, for example, talking about the mask mandate foolishness, which is at this point completely absurd. They asked about this today at the White House, too.
That's the other thing you can do is unelect the school board. Everybody on the school board that's letting the superintendent put your kids back in masks when there's no scientific evidence that's going to help your kids or anyone else. It's foolish, and it goes against everything we know about learning. Unelect these people. Send them home. Run for the school board. Everybody in San Diego should be irate at this because it's not based on science. It's based on left-wing foolishness. It's based on political science, but it's not based on any facts or any evidence.
It's totally true. But it also is a reminder for all of us here that they are not done. They've already got the mask mandate back in the San Diego school district. They've decided that they're going to make this now a cyclical restriction, and they'll just keep being new versions of COVID out there. It is basically now like a cold, and it's a cold that is going to continue to mutate and change. And unless you are actually, no, scratch that. The vaccines really at this point don't do very much for anybody at this point. Right. You know, it was one thing when the initial, remember, the vaccines were made, the initial mRNA vaccines were made for a different strain of the virus. So even if they were effective at that time at preventing hospitalization and death, they were never effective at stopping spread. We know that. And how effective are they now against Omicron at stopping hospitalization and death for those who are at high risk? Not super effective, not a very long window. And you'll notice they used to be so sure with their, oh, 99% of people that are in the hospital are unvaccinated, all this stuff. You don't hear that stuff anymore because it's not true. It's not true. It's too obviously untrue. But this is also a reminder for everyone that all the vaccine mandates that they put us through were premised on if you get the shot, you won't get the virus and you won't spread it. So it was taken out of your hands. It was removed from your risk decision make your risk assessment and your own decision making on the premise that you were a risk to other people. So it was no longer about what you want to do with your body. It was you're going to spread the virus to other people. Well, that was all bull crap. Vaccinated, unvaccinated, everybody's getting this thing. Everybody's gotten this thing and they're going to keep on getting it. This is our new reality. And they can't escape this now. It's so obvious to anybody who has eyes and ears and will believe what is apparent for all the rest of us to see. It's outrageous, honestly, that we're still even having to have these conversations. Should we wear masks? Masks don't do anything, folks. They don't work.
And they keep saying, oh, yes, they do. How many times do we have to go through this? Unless you're going to live with a mask on the rest of your life that is tightly sealed on your face, that's an N95 that you change anytime you have to take it off. And even then, it's not great protection, but it might do a little something. Mask on, mask off is a joke. It's a joke. It doesn't work. You know, it's if you put on, if you decide that you're going to go out in the rain and you say, I'm going for a walk, I'm going to walk 2 miles in the rain, and you wear a raincoat for half of it, do you still get wet? Yes, you do. This is not hard when you think about it. Did it matter once you are wet that you previously were wearing a raincoat? No, it does not. People go, oh my gosh, I just need a mask up. Oh, the mask will protect me. And then there's the stuff that Biden was mumbling yesterday before he even found out about the COVID diagnosis. It's really strange stuff. We'll get to that in a moment. If you're like me, you believe it's your right to bear arms. 72 million Americans say they're firearm owners. In 2021, 5 million Americans got their first firearm. When you use a suppressor with your firearm, you'll vastly improve your shooting experience. Suppressors protect your hearing by reducing sound and improve your accuracy by reducing recoil. To get your suppressor, connect with my friends at Silencer Shop. They're a Texas-based company founded in 2010 and have grown to become the nation's largest distributor of suppressors. Silencer Shop has 28,000 Trustpilot reviews. At silencershop.com, you can order a suppressor online or locate a Powered by Silencer Shop dealer. There's probably one near you. Silencer Shop makes it easy for your suppressor, SBR, or any items that need an NFA tax stamp. Tap into Silencer Shop for your ATFE Form 4. You'll get it faster than ever. Expect your approval in 90 days. Check out silencershop.com. It's the easiest way to get a suppressor. Silencershop.com. Go, please, check it out if you want to get a suppressor. Here's what Biden said yesterday. He was giving a speech about the climate change stuff. No one even remembers what he said about it. It was all so stupid. But, you know, they're just going through the motions at this point for the environmental wackos. But Biden, it seemed to be that he said that he had cancer during a speech yesterday.
Not very much unlike where I grew up, in a place called Claymont, Delaware, which has more oil refineries than Houston, Texas had in its region, just across the line in Pennsylvania. And all the prevailing winds were our way. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
A few things. He said why I had cancer is because of the oil in Pennsylvania when he lived in Delaware. But he's saying he has cancer now. Or that he had some non-basal cell carcinoma removed, or non-melanoma removed before. It's remarkable. People heard this, and you know what they thought? Oh, no, he doesn't have cancer. That's just Biden speaking gibberish because he has dementia. It's what everybody thought. They're like, oh, no, don't worry about it. He said he has cancer, but he doesn't have cancer. He's just got dementia. So he mumbles things that make no sense and just kind of goes with it. That's what we're dealing with, folks. This guy's the commander-in-chief. It's the leader of the free world, everybody. Good job, Democrats. This is what we got. This is the guy who's making it all come together. And speaking of good job, Democrats, as you know, they decided, hey, I've got a great idea for making life better for everybody in this country. Let's just stop enforcing laws as much as we can get away with. Let's make it so that shoplifting isn't really a crime anymore. That vagrancy, using drugs in open air, all these things. It just make it so people can, unless they, you know, start bludgeoning somebody with an axe in the street, we don't really want to arrest them and put them in prison, you know, and let's just let people get away with a lot of stuff. Turns out that's really bad. And even the lib dominated company Starbucks has had to deal with this reality. They shut down 16 stores and more are going to be shut down. And the Starbucks CEO is straight up telling people, these are profitable stores. They're making money. They are shutting them down because of
crime. You all read the press release the last couple of days about the fact that we are beginning to close stores that are not unprofitable. It has shocked me that one of the primary concerns that our retail partners have is their own personal safety. And then we heard the stories that go along with it about what happens in our bathrooms. The issue of mental illness, the issues of homelessness, and the issues of crime. And Starbucks is a window into America. We have stores in every community, and we are facing things in which the stores were not built for. And so we're listening to our people and closing stores, and this is just the beginning. There are going to be many more.
There are going to be many more stores closing because the staff is unsafe. This has become too much of a liability for the company because they are assaulted. Why are they being assaulted? Well, for one thing, the vibe in the Starbucks has become, you don't have to buy anything. You don't have to be a customer. You just get to come in, do whatever you want, use our bathrooms, lay out, take a nap in the, you know, in the stall area. Just, you know, who cares? It's all a mess. It's just like one big public toilet that happens to sell coffee. That's what they've turned Starbucks into. Why'd this happen? Well, because Starbucks panicked when a few years ago, some residents of Philadelphia, some people in Philadelphia, two black men sat down and were asked that if they weren't going to buy something, they would please leave. Well, basically, please buy something and be a customer. And they flipped out. They said this was so racist. And then Starbucks said, you know what? You don't have to buy anything. You can sit in our store all day. Well, what does that do? Now that opens it up for vagrants and people that are using drugs and people that have, you know, criminal issues, who are living on the streets, to just go into the stores and camp out there, basically. Free air conditioning, free bathrooms, free water. Well, what does that do to the customers who want to go in there and actually, like, have an experience? They're paying $6 for a mocha frapp mintachino or whatever. You think that it should be a nice place. And there are nice Starbucks, by the way. I'm not saying that. There are very nice Starbucks stores, but some of them have been turned into open-air sewers, basically. And it's a mess. But why did this happen? Well, Democrats have said it to stop enforcing the law. The CEO of Starbucks is saying this. So people can come in, they can harass customers, they can cause a scene, they can destroy things, they can make a mess. And if they call the cops, nothing happens. If they assault a Starbucks employee, nothing happens. Cops will show up, say, okay, well, you know, we're not really going to do the paperwork on this. Don't want to lock this person up. You know, that would be extreme. That's mass incarceration kind of stuff. Yeah. Team, we're always right, so that's good, but we got a lot of problems to fix. More on this tomorrow. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.